This is Akashvani, the news read by Sharanya. In two separate encounters in Chhattisgarh, a total 30 Maoists were killed yesterday. A large cache of weapons and ammunition was also seized. One security force Jawan was martyred in the clashes. The first encounter occurred yesterday in Bijapur district, after security forces received intelligence about a large Maoist present in the forest area along the Bijapur-Dantewada border. A second encounter took place in the border area between Kankar and Narayanpur district, where four Maoists were killed. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized the need to develop villages as the first step towards building a Viksit Bharat. Speaking via video message at the Bavaliyala Dham program related to the Parwar Samaj of Gujarat yesterday, Mr. Modi stressed the importance of collective efforts, reiterating his statement from the Red Fort about Sabka Prayas being the nation's greatest strength. He highlighted the role of education in empowering the community and driving modernity forward. He also praised the Parwar community's dedication to service, love for nature and commitment to cow protection. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met President of United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, UNFCCC COP30, and former Ambassador of Brazil to India, Andre Arhana Correa do Lago in New Delhi. Dr. Jaishankar yesterday extended India's full support to Brazil's presidency for successful and outcome-oriented COP30. Meanwhile, Dr. Jaishankar also welcomed Commonwealth Secretary General Elect and former Foreign Minister of Ghana Shirley Ayrecker Bochave last evening in New Delhi. Dr. Jaishankar shared India's approach to the Commonwealth, voicing the expectation that it would become more purposeful, contemporary, efficient, transparent and reflective of its members' view. The Employees Provident Fund organization EPFO added 17,89,000 members in January this year. This represents an increase of 11.8% in net members compared to December 2024. The Ministry of Labour and Employment attributed this surge to growing employment opportunities, increased awareness of employee benefits and EPFO's effective outreach initiatives. According to EPFO, around 8,23,000 new members were added in January 2025. Pension Fund Regulatory and Development Authority has notified regulation for the operationalization of the Unified Pension Scheme UPS. This followed the UPS notification issued by the Government of India in January this year for central government employees covered under the National Pension Scheme NPS. The regulation will come into effect on the 1st of the next month. These regulations enable the enrollment of three categories of central government employees, including existing central government employees in service as of 1st April 2025, who are covered under the NPS. President Draupadi Murmu has visited the Udyam Utsav at Amrit Udyan in Rashtrapati Bhavan. During her visit, the president visited the pavilion displaying various products ranging from handicrafts and food products to khadi products. The event is being organized by the Ministry of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises and seeks to empower and encourage MSMEs by bringing the country's vibrant heritage closer to citizens. The Utsav will run till 30th of this month. Registration for Char Dham Yatra in Uttarakhand has begun. A record 1.75 lakh devotees registered by 5 p.m. yesterday. This year, registration will Aadhaar authenticated and devotees will be required to provide their Aadhaar card details during registration. In the Swiss Open Badminton Championship, India's top women's double player Tressa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand advanced to quarter-final by defeating Germany's Amelie Lehmann and Celine Hubisch, Hong Kong. The Indian pair won the match 21-12, 21-8 yesterday. They will now face Hong Kong China's 8-seeded duo Yung Nang Ting, Yong Poi Lam today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.